Devotion 6. Give glory to God and receive His peace. We listen to Luke's record of the events on the first Christmas Eve in chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, the English Standard Version. In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Here ends the Bible reading. What did the angels sing that night? "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased." The angels sang out glory to God. What a wondrous sight that angelic choir must have been, lighting up that blessed night. What sounds of divine harmony must have met the shepherds' ears that holy night. And what was the meaning? Why is there glory to God? Why is God's peace among those with whom He is pleased? There is glory to God and peace on earth because of the message just spoken. The angel had said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." This little baby, wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger, is the promised one, the Messiah, the Christ. All of God's promises, all of God's salvation is coming true in this new baby. This baby was born for all people. God's plan of salvation for all people, for you and for me, was taking place that most holy night. The plans God made from before the foundation of the world had arrived in the person of that baby, Jesus Christ. As glorious as that angelic choir must have been that holy night so long ago, the message they brought to the shepherds was even greater. The Son of God was born on earth. He was born on earth to teach you and me, born on earth to care for you and me, born on earth to save you and me, born on earth to give peace to you and me. Please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we deeply and sincerely thank you for sending your Son to be born of the Virgin Mary to save us from our sins. We ask you, dear Father, to send your Holy Spirit deep into our hearts and minds, that we not only know the Christmas story, but that we rely upon the Christmas story as the source of our joy at Christmas time. Though all earthly things might fail us, you will never fail us, and your Son will abide with us forever. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.